This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome indeed to part 21 of this wonderful series, Resolving Conflict. On this very special day today as well, it's Veterans Day in the United States of America, and here in the UK, it is Remembrance Day, when we remember all of those servicemen that gave their lives for us in the Great War and in the Second World War. And we remember the Americans as well, as they gave their lives. And we remember the veterans of those wars and any conflict around the world. And we will remember them in our hearts for what they have done. For that was conflict. And those guys and those ladies, those women, they went to war to stop that conflict. It was the governments that decided that they would go to war. And it was the men and the women of these nations around the globe that went to fight for freedom. Went to fight for democracy, went to fight for that which was right. And we remember them today. In 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and verse 16, and onwards, it says this: all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true, and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong, and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. I'm going to say that again because there's so much in there. All scripture. All what is written in the Holy Bible, all what is written in our Word, in God's Word, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Beloved, we are being told right here that scripture is breathed by the Holy Spirit. And it's not there for fun. It's there to resolve conflict. And today, as I was saying, we are remembering those who gave their lives in all of the conflicts we've been having and all the conflicts we continue to have. In God's words, it says, the end is going to come. And Jesus says, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And we are seeing that all the time. With the rise of this new threat in the Middle East, new threat, I think it's been a threat for a while. But with that rise,
We have more men and more women putting their lives on the line for us and for freedom. And we give Almighty God thanks for them and their lives and their families. And we are humbled by their sacrifice. We are humbled by their sacrifice. How many of us would stand up and say, let it be me to go out and fight. Let it be me. Let it be me. But beloved, you have a job to do. You have been given a job to do. And that job is so important and is so necessary. And that job is to keep your eyes well and truly fixed on the Lord and to listen to the urgings and the pleadings of the Holy Spirit, to live your life the way God wants you to live your life. In Timothy's letter, it's saying just that. So many of us turn our eyes away from the Lord and we find ourselves smack bang in the middle of conflict and we wonder why. We wonder why. We wonder why we get into trouble. We wonder why things are happening around us. I was reading in the newspaper today that the government are trying to cut some tax credits for those in this country that are the worst off. And that's why they receive tax credits. And the government, to try and save some money, wants to cut that money and take it away from them so that they become even poorer. Whilst those who are incredibly rich get even richer. I don't want to get political. You know that I'm not political. But I just wonder at the fairness of it. And in this situation, there is but one thing we can do, and that is turn our eyes heavenward. It's not to fight. It's not to protest. It's not to kick up. It's to turn our eyes heavenward and say, Lord, oh Father, in this situation, in every situation, let your will be done. On earth, Lord, as it is in heaven. I love that phrase. I love that phrase, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, when the Lord makes a declaration in the heavens, it happens immediately. Oh, Lord, oh, that you would make a declaration on the earth and it would happen immediately. And that's why we pray that prayer. That's why Jesus taught us to pray that prayer. May your will on earth be done, just as it is in heaven. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 10. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. That is why, for us to stay away from conflict, we need to know what is in the Holy Scripture. That is why we need to be bathed in God's Word.
That is why we need to be immersed in His Word. That is why we need to be listening to good Bible teaching. That is why we need to give God the glory and not take the glory ourselves. That is why such a radio station as Worship Radio 247 is so important in times like these. I believe that. Do I get an amen? Do I get an amen? Because here on Worship Radio 247, we teach only what is in the book, only what is in Scripture, only those words that are inspired by the Holy Spirit. That is what we teach, and we will continue to bring that word, and we will not deviate from that course. However hard it is sometimes, we will not deviate away from that course. It is so important. When we are involved in conflict, what do? Oftentimes, we fight back because we don't want to look weak. Oftentimes, we fight back because we don't want to lose face. Oftentimes, we fight back because we are proud and haughty and we are not humble. And God says to us today, humble yourself before me. Humble yourself before me. May pride be gone from your life, says Almighty God. Because when I look at you, I cannot see my face. All I can see is pride. And pride is causing your conflict. Take pride away from your life and the conflict will go. And as my son Jesus said, silence, be still. May that be your watchword. Oh, thank you for that word, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your continued word. And may it continue forever and ever as you breathe life into dry bones that have gone cold and gone soft and gone away from you and away from your word. Heavenly Father, on this particular day, on this Veterans Day, on this Remembrance Day, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you power that is due your holy name. And we say, Lord, we adore you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we magnify your name in Jesus' mighty name.